I think I fell in love with him because of his character and his personality. And he has like the most beautiful eyes I've ever seen. The biggest regret of my life, which might sound like really lame, is that like I remember once, basically we were just chatting around and it was just like, I could just pass by and take you to take a beer. And I was just so stupid, I was just so scared that I was just like, oh, it's my sister's birthday, I can't really go. I could have totally gone. I don't even know why, probably because I didn't feel like he could like me. So I said no. And that is probably the biggest regret of my life, because I was just like, what if I said yes? You never know, like, one only moment in your life can change your life forever. So who can say what would happen in like one night? Maybe I wouldn't even be here right now. The point is that I don't know, and that's what I regret the most. It's like the butterfly effect. I mean, I could also be dead. You can never know, right? Maybe we could both be dead. But at the same time, like, what if instead, like, we had such a good time and we actually fell in love and I took like a completely different path? I did share a moment with him, and I don't even know if it counts something for him. It surely does for me. So we were like in England, as I was saying, and it was like we were staying here, and I was feeling so good that like the last night we were walking, just me and him, and at some point I just started like crying, just because I was feeling so sorry that we had to leave and that all the little things that we had together had to come to an end. I knew already that it was only gonna be in England that we had that kind of like little connection, because once got back, nothing was gonna change. I knew that. He just hugged me and kissed my forehead. And I think that was probably like the sweetest moment ever in my life. I really needed it because I was someone else at the moment, and that was the moment when I realized that I wasn't being fair to the other person, because I have never felt that good before. So I don't even know if he knows what it meant to me. I don't even know if he ever thinks about it. I honestly think that like one day, maybe when I go back to Italy, or maybe one random day, I would probably want to tell him what I felt for him, like for 4 years of my life. It's probably gonna be always my first love. And that is probably like the nicest feeling ever. The fact that like your first love is someone that you didn't do anything with. So you know that it's not ruined, because nothing ever happened. And so you're just gonna keep the sweet memory of it forever. And it's always gonna be sweet. And I always think about it with a smile. It's just sad. It's sad to realize how many things you could have said and you didn't say. Sometimes you never know, like, the things you say, what are they gonna bring? And like, you know, sometimes I just feel like people think that truth is so hard to take, they just prefer to tell lies to themselves. So it's always better to know the truth, even if it hurts, even if it makes you cry, even if it makes you feel sad or angry. So the point is just to find the person, like, you feel complete.